Isaiah chapter 55, we'll read our text for verse, well, we'll read a couple of verses. We'll read the first six verses there, and a wee bit extra. Isaiah 55 verse 1, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good. And let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear. Come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, I shall call a nation, and thou knowest not. A nation that knew not thee shall run unto thee. Because the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord. He will have mercy upon him, to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Verse 1 is our text. "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." We have a picture here of the market. I'm sure most of you like to go to the market occasionally. And maybe if you've been on holidays and you've been to some of these great big markets that they have in these other countries. And you go down into the market and they sell all kinds of everything. There's clothes and there's boots and shoes. There's china and there's crockery and there's all kinds of everything there in the market. And we're taking a walk down through the market here, and we're having a look at the stalls. And in certain marketplaces, they shout over to you, "Hey, bananas, half a crown a pound." That takes you back a while, doesn't it? And they call you over. If you were in Turkey or some of these countries, they say, come, you look what I have. I sell you. And you get a wee bit tired of that sometimes. But here's a market scene, and the person shouts, "Ho," or "Hey, come, look. You that are thirsty." Well, pay attention, that's what he's saying. "Come and look at my stall and see what I have that you can buy." Yeah, it tells us there's water, there's wine, there's milk, and there's bread. In verse 2, there's stall. We want to look to see, firstly, what we can buy. What can I buy on this stall? Now, if you go back to the previous couple of chapters, you can look at this yourself. You find that all that we need spiritually, this is a spiritual stall we're at. All that we need spiritually is found in the Lord Jesus Christ, the living, risen, exalted Savior. You cannot be satisfied without Christ. You can try the pleasures of the world, but no, they don't bring that final satisfaction. And as we stand and look at this spiritual stall, we notice that many people pass by. Isaiah 53 tells us of some of the materials that's for sale. And it says there that in chapter 53, verse 3, "He is despised and rejected of men." There's people come up and they look at this stall and they push on past and they despise it, they reject it. There's others come up and they look at the goods and they even look very closely and then they walk away. Here we have the Lord Jesus Christ, and many tonight don't want Christ as their Savior. They want to go to heaven, they want peace and contentment and sins forgiven, but they don't want Christ as their Savior. Multitudes today, they use his name as a swear word. They despise the Savior and they reject him. In chapter 53, verse 5, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we're healing." Ah, on this stall, we have Christ. We have spiritual healing. And on some occasions, not all occasions, but some occasions, if you get spiritual healing, it will also bring physical healing. And here we have on the table, there's healing. There's forgiveness. Verse 11 of chapter 53, "For he shall bear their iniquities. My righteous servant shall justify many." There's justification, there's forgiveness, there's salvation found in the Lord Jesus Christ. You go around plenty of stalls today, religious stalls, spiritual stalls, and very few of them can guarantee you forgiveness of sins. You go over to the stall that the priest's having, the Roman Catholic priest. I tell you, he's selling counterfeit goods. I think the word they use is faux. Faux goods. We were in a country one time and we're nosing at the market, and this guy shouted out, "I'm selling fake goods." He didn't get his English pronunciation right, and he told everybody he was selling fake goods. How many's doing that tonight in their place of religion? They're selling fake goods. Here's Jesus. He's got the rare commodity of sins forgiven. Verse chapter 54, verse 7. The moment forsaken thee, great mercies will I gather thee. There's mercy on the table. There's forgiveness on the table. Chapter 54, verse 10. There's a covenant of peace and kindness. There's a binding agreement between God and the sinner. The great all-powerful God can take the sinner and make an agreement with us. Verse 17, chapter 54, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. There's protection, there's pardon, there's forgiveness, there's all so much found in Christ. We come to our text in chapter 55. There on the table, there on our stall, there's water to the thirsty. There's bread for the hungry. There's wine. That doesn't go down well with some people. What does it mean by wine? It means joy. Joy. Read the Bible. Wine. Joy. Oh, excitement. Milk. Food. Substantial food is found in Christ. We have seen what we can buy. We're moving on. Let us look at who is going to buy. He that is thirsty. If you were out in the land of Israel especially, you would see occasionally a man coming down with a great big container in his back and a wee water tap out his side here and his cups. And he'll give you a cup of water for so many shekels or whatever it is there in Israel. He sells water. In this land we used to be, you never knew what water was for sale. You never saw it for sale. Today, now, oh, I don't like that tap water. I love a bottle of still water. If you go to some countries, you'll find there, it's amazing this, that you can buy a bottle of wine cheaper than you'll buy a bottle of water. The reverse is turned around. And here we have those that are thirsty. Those that are thirsting for forgiveness. Those that have a burning conscience. Those that are sick in their soul with sin. Those that are thirsting for real love. The world has taken them, abused them, thrown them in the scrap heap. They've been told that they were loved. Instead of that, they were hated. Those that want Christ as their Savior. Here's on the stall. Those that are thirsty. Those that are hungry. Come. Bread. Eat bread. Why have you spent all your money on that which is not bread? You've tried other food and it didn't supply, it didn't satisfy the spiritual need. You've gone to the stall with Muhammad there. You've come away unsatisfied and hungry. You've gone down and you've tried Buddhist prayers and burned the incense. You've come away unsatisfied. But wait a wee minute, you're saying. Did you read that text right? Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money. That runs across his problems. The Jews, they always believed that money would solve practically every problem. Some of our wives think that too. But money does not solve every problem. I have a friend, he was in hospital there for a big operation, and he's a very wealthy businessman, and he has bought ground and animals and all the rest of it, a big, big farmer going. And I went in to see him, he's been waiting for a while for the heart operation, and I said, "Well, how's it going the day off? Not so bad, I'm just still waiting." This is a few weeks ago. I said, "Tell me, you're a man of business, and you have a man that has handled a lot of money in your day. I said, did you spend much lately?" He's been in hospital since Christmas. He says, I spent 62 pence the other day. I said, well, tell me, what did you spend 62p on? I bought a newspaper. I said, did you only buy one newspaper? Do you not get one any other time? Oh, he says, every time they come round with the newspapers, I must be sleeping. Money doesn't buy everything. Ho ye, everyone that's thirsty, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come. Oh, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of heaven? Earthly currency doesn't buy a free gift. A free gift is a gift. If you try to pay for a gift, it's not a gift then. If you say, well, I know that's worth a lot, but I'll give you something. It's not a gift. You only offend the person that's giving it. You say, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you give me salvation, I'll go around and cut the garden for you and tidy up your house for you. No, that's works. That's not salvation. That's not a free gift. You say, well, hold on a minute. I was born innocent. Ah, but hold on. You've spent that a long time ago. You were born, yes, innocent of sin, but you're not innocent tonight of sin. You say, but I say my prayers. Yes, but that's very, very little income to pay against your sin. It's quickly spent. Oh, I tell you something. Do you see those false religions? Do you see false religion tonight? Many of them would tell you that they are working, pressing on to gain that which is before them. What do they mean by that? They're pressing on to try and gain eternal salvation. It's like standing at the window of the shop with no money, and you look through and you see all the sweets and all the nice things, and you can't buy it. But I want to say, when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, if you have no money, come on in. Come on down to the stall, because I have something free. Absolutely free. It's without work. It's without payment. You see, the problem that you and I have, we may have been born in innocence, we may say prayers, we may do good things, but the problem we have is we have years of sin and years of debt pulling us down. We've sinned against God, we've sinned against our friends and family, we have yesterday's sins, we have today's sins. We need someone to step in. The Lord Jesus Christ says in Luke's Gospel, bring hither the poor, the maimed, the halt, the blind. He says, bring hither the poor, those that can't pay. Bring hither the maimed, those that can't walk and work, and the halt and the blind. Those, he says, bring them in. Thirsty, hungry, miserable, blind, poor, sick with sin, without money. Come, yea, come. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. Come. Oh, can you see the beggar coming to Christ? Can you see that person, that man, that woman that's steeped in sin and died in sin, and they're coming and going to be washed and cleansed? You see, the problem is, if you don't feel thirsty, if you don't feel hungry, you'll never be saved. If you would have come to me this afternoon and said, Morris, we're going down into cold rain. I'm going to buy you a fish supper. I'd have said, oh, no, thanks. The last thing I want is a fish supper. You say, why do you not like fish and chips? I do, I love fish and chips. But you see, you don't understand. I'm just after finishing having potatoes and carrots and peas and a big chunk of roast beef. I don't have any appetite left for fish and chips. There's many tonight that have no appetite for Christ. They're so full of the world. So full of the pleasures of the world. It's only when the pleasures of the world start to go sour, the dance, the disco, the company, the immoral night, and conscience moves in and conviction moves in, then you begin to have an appetite for the Lord Jesus Christ. Sinner in the meeting tonight, do you have an appetite for Christ? Do you have a thirst for the Christ? We have seen the stall what we can buy. We can see the person that's called to buy. The person with no money. But you say, hold on. Buying? How can you buy if you have no money? Surely buying is a transaction between two people. You go down, they talked about Asda the other day or this afternoon. You were down in Asda and you pick up your goods and you have to pay money. The Lord Jesus Christ says, no, you don't. You buy without money. Now, let's explain this a wee moment. We're almost finished. To buy something, first of all, you desire to have it. I would like it. I want a packet of crisps. I want a bar of chocolate. I want a new car. I'd love to have it. I have a friend away down in Hillsborough, and he drives a lovely big Mercedes. And I said to him, I says, Willie, where on earth did you get the lovely car from? Ah, he says, she's a cracker, isn't she? I said, she's nice, boy. And we walked around the Mercedes, and Willie's not just as old as me. He's only a young lad. I said, tell me, how long is it since you wanted to have a Mercedes? He said, since I was in secondary school, I said, I am one day going to drive a Mercedes car, and I've got it. What a desire. What a longing. What a drive. I must have a Mercedes. Friend, do you feel like that about Christ? I must have the Savior. I must be saved. Come ye desiring. I want forgiveness. I must have a Savior. I must have guidance. I must have heaven at the end of the journey. I must have the Savior. I want to do business with God. That's what it's meaning. Listen carefully. Down where we live, sometimes there's a van calls. And he comes to the door and he's so nice. Hello, how are you? What do you want? I'm selling some things in my van. Would you like to come out and see what we have? No. Oh, do come along. Look, I have some lovely things and I'm sure I could really please with... What have you got? I've got frozen food. Oh, have you? Christopher, come on, we'll see what he's got. And so we go out to the door and he opens the back of the van and he opens this box and he says, now look at that. Those are beef fillets. He closes that box, he opens the other box. Chicken fillets. Chicken wings. Duck. And he goes through all this stuff in the van, and I look at the wife, and then I say, what price are it? Well, now, that box there's £32, and that box there's £33, and that box is £35. How much are those steaks there? Oh, well, they're £54. And now that we look at the wife, she's from Scotland. It's over. No seal. Once she gives you that look, and he gets the feeling there's going to be no seal. What does he do? Closes up the boxes. Thanks very much. I'll call another day. Thank you very much. Close the door and he's gone. Let me tell you, that's like the Savior sometimes. You come along to church, you come along to Sunday school, and the Lord Jesus Christ, he calls you for forgiveness. He calls you for salvation. He calls you for cleansing. He calls you. He pleads with you. He speaks with you. You go home from the meeting. You think about salvation. You think, you talk about it. You even talk to your friends about it. And eventually the Lord Jesus Christ says, there's going to be no seal. And he walks away. My spirit shall not always strive with man. We have men and women and they've been brought up in the Free Presbyterian Church and they've Bibles in their cupboards and they've no desire to be saved and they've no longing to be saved. Why? Because God has walked away from them and they'll never be saved. My spirit shall not always strive with man. The buyer. Are you going to buy? You've got to have the desire. Yes, you've got to have that direct personal encounter with the salesman, Christ. You and the Savior. As Pilate stood before Christ. As you and I will stand before Christ. As you and I this night, you must. Your mum and dad can't be saved for you. You must be saved yourself. And then, oh friend, you look at the Lord Jesus Christ. And you say, oh God, I want to be saved. I want to be forgiven. I want peace. I want that covenant. I want to be in heaven. And you look up at the Lord Jesus Christ and you put your hand in your pocket and you put your hand in the other pocket and say, but Lord, I have no money. I'm a beggar. Just hold out your hand by faith and trust Christ. Will you trust him? Will you make the deal with him? Will you enter into the covenant? And do you know what it says there? I like this a little bit. Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye buy and eat. I like that. Come ye by and eat. We had a children's party at Christmas there, and I was doing the cleaning up afterwards. And I looked, and there, a wee boy had left behind his box of sweets. You know those selection boxes? He had got it. He'd walked up and got a selection box and took it and set it down, and he had gone home in the excitement without it. But I looked over a little further and there was a bundle of papers. And wee Johnny, he had got his selection box and he had ate the lot and he went home. Nobody was going to steal his selection box. Friend, that's salvation. That's the illustration of salvation. When I take Christ, I take him in, oh, taste and see that God is good. There's men and women, and you can come to a meeting, you can raise your hand, you can say a prayer and go out without Christ. But oh, come and eat and fill your soul with the living Christ. Do you know, when I sit down to my dinner in that house this afternoon, it was mine, but it was in front of me. 15 minutes later, it was mine, and nobody could take it from me because I had it eaten. If you take Christ, and you take in the indwelling Holy Spirit, I'll tell you something. No one can take your salvation from you. Because the gift of God is eternal life. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk. Without money and without price. When you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you get the water to quench the thirst. You get the milk to build you up. You get the bread of eternal life. And you get the wine to make you joyful. Let's pray.